for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2014 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, November the 29th, 2014. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the evening, teaching on the wise or foolish virgins. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The wise not only heed the word of God, but they increase in learning. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear an increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. The wise heed instruction and do not neglect it. Proverbs 8:33, heed instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. The wise loves those who correct them, but the fool hates those who correct them. Proverbs 9:8, do not reprove a scoffer lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man and he will love you. Are you a person that can take instruction? Are you a person that won't listen? That gets mad when somebody tries to correct you? A wise person will take the instruction given him and become wiser. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man and he will be wiser. Teach a righteous man and he will increase in learning. A wise son makes his father glad. Proverbs 10:1. The proverb of Solomon. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. The wise win souls. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. You know, a lot of people are not ready to die because they know that they're not ready to face eternity. They know they've wasted their life. You know, every person you take to heaven with you, and today's the day to start, would be a witness, win souls. Because, you know, if you live 10 more years, how many is that? 3,650 days if you live 10 more years? Is that what it is? So if you live 20 years, that's 6,000, 7,000 days left. I tell you, this year has passed like two wash loads of clothes. I mean, it's already January again. And, you know, my dad used to say this, and it's true, the older you get, the faster it goes. When you're a kid, you say Christmas is never coming. The wise listen to counsel. Proverbs 12:15. The fool's way is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who heeds instruction, who listens to counsel. The tongue of the wise brings healing. And it says in Proverbs 12:18, you know, you can kill people with your mouth. Death and life for the power of the tongue. You know, I hear parents say this, and if your parents did you this way, you need to forgive them. They'll say, you know, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're worthless, you'll never amount to anything. They bind kids with words. They bind us with words. Lord, we just break the curses that have been spoken over us by mothers, fathers. And we forgive them, Lord. They don't know any better. And so we just forgive them in Jesus' name. The tongue of the wise brings healing. It says, there's one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword. Lacerates with your mouth, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. The teaching of the wise will... the teaching of a teacher will turn you away from your sin. The church is in a mess because, corporately, because sin is not even hardly mentioned in church anymore. They don't want to run the big tigers off. Proverbs 13:14. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life to turn aside from the snares of death. The wise walk with wise people and they're wise, but the companion of fools suffer harm. That's why it's really important for your children to run, to pick wise friends. Don't run with fools because you'll suffer harm. The wise build their house while fools tear theirs down. That's Proverbs 14:1. The lips of the wise preserve them, but fools get a rod. Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. So we can preserve ourselves with our mouth. It goes back to Nikki's teaching on prophecy, prophesying, speaking what God's word says. The scripture says in James 3 that if we can control our tongue, we can control our whole body, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. You see that we have mouth problems? I see I have a big one. It's getting better, though. Now my complaint is like, instead of murmuring and complaining, then, oh, Lord, please forgive me. Quickly, I say, forgive me. I don't want to be a complainer. I never thought I was a complainer until I heard a message on complaining. I thought, oh, dear Lord. I've never liked complainers, but it's just kind of different if you're one. And it says, and the scripture says to stay sober. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and he who's intoxicated by it is not wise. The wise will be called discerning. We need discernment in these days we're living in. And they have a sweet mouth, and they increase the sweetness of their lips that increase persuasiveness. Proverbs 16:21, the wise of heart are called discerning, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. The wise winnow the wicked. I like this one, Proverbs 26:20. A wise king winnows the wicked and drives a threshing sledge over them. In other words, the scripture says the wicked have to bow down at the gates of the righteous. A wise person sees what the wicked is doing and runs a threshing sledge over them. There's a scripture that says, David said, I think it was in the Psalm, that says, every morning I destroy the wicked of the earth so as to cut off from the city of God all those who do wickedness. Ecclesiastes talks about a poor, wise man that delivered a whole city by his wisdom. Lord, give us that kind of wisdom and prayer, in intercessory prayer, that we can deliver a city from an evil king like that poor wise man did in Ecclesiastes. The wise enjoy precious treasure and oil in their house. Proverbs 21:20. There is precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man swallows it up. The wise see the situation and they tear down strongholds. Proverbs 21:22. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they're trusting in. So that's how binding the strong man, or we're praying for our children. We see the situation and we bring those strongholds down in the name of Jesus. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:4, 5, and 6, the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but mighty to God for the smashing down strongholds. And every morning, I pray for everybody the Holy Spirit reminds me to pray for. Pray for this camp. I pray for myself, my family, and whoever else the Lord shows me. Most of you here. And then I just start tearing down strongholds in my life, in all of our lives. I pray the same prayer for all of us. Unless God gives me something else, I pray in tongues. But I tear down strongholds of pride, strongholds of arrogance, insolence, perversion, the lust of the flesh. And pray that scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:4, 5, and 6. I cast down every imagination, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the word of God, and I take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ in Jesus' name. And so we can tear down these strongholds, and we, you know, some of us have family members, you can't talk to them anymore, so that you can pray. God don't want you talking to them anymore unless he tells you to. You've already said enough. The walls are up. I've been cutting those walls down in the name of Jesus with the sword of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The wise are worth listening to. Proverbs 22:17, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your mind to knowledge. The wise direct their heart to God's way. Proverbs 23, listen, my son, and be wise and direct your heart in the way. Ecclesiastes says that The wise man heart directed to the right, but the foolish one directing to the left. I think it was interesting when Randy was teaching on the pentagram, when you turn the star a certain direction, you can see a goat head. And of course, Jesus gives the parable in Matthew 25 of the sheep and the goats. The wise are the prudent, the foolish are the goats, those that live after the flesh, those that want their own way. How many of you know a goat's stubborn? Very stubborn. And if you turn that pentagram a certain way, which is symbolic of Satanism, that pentagram, it's a goat head. One day I was in a cafeteria line, and I was standing behind a lady that I know was a Satanist. She had her hair plaited. She had gray hair, and she had it plaited and wrapped and done like it little horns right here. And she had a goat head ring on her finger. I thought, that lady's of the devil. She looked like a goat. The wise don't lose their temper. How many of you get your button pushed? How many of you know that that anger is connected to a hot wire that's connected to an idol? That's how you know you have an idol. Anything that makes you mad, anything that makes you fearful. If you have an idol, you fear you're going to lose it. If you have it and if you don't have it, you fear you'll lose it. And if you get angry when you don't get it, you know, it's an idolatry. You get depressed. It depresses you when you don't have it or you have it. You get depressed. The wise turn away anger, it says in Proverbs 29:8. Scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away anger. The wise have countenances that are illumined by wisdom. Don't you want your countenance illumined by wisdom? It says in Ecclesiastes 8:1, who is the wise man and who knows the interpretation of a matter? A man's wisdom illumines him and causes his stern face to beam. The wise speak gracious words while the fool eats himself up. Ecclesiastes 10:12, words from the mouth of a wise man are gracious while the lips of a fool consume him. You know, it says in Galatians, brethren, see to it you don't bite and devour each other, lest you consume one another. You can eat each other up in the spirit realm. When the Lord showed me this and I started repenting of people that I had eaten up and swallowed up and fussed about, I went down 3 dress sizes, hot air, eating up people in the spirit. It sounds kind of weird, but it's true. I mean, that's modern day cannibalism. Brethren, see to it you don't bite and devour one another, lest you be eaten up or consumed by one another. The wise build their house on a rock, Matthew 7. The wise do not profess to be wise, or they don't exchange the truth of God for a lie. Romans 1:22 says, professing to be wise, they became fools. They didn't no longer want to give heed to God. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped the creature rather than the creator, and God gave them over to reprobate mind. There's Alzheimer's, dementia, mind problems. You either have the mind of Christ or you have the mind of a beast. And he wants to conform us into the image of Christ. Everything you go through, the purpose of every trial you go through is to make you more like Jesus. And if you don't let it make you more like Jesus, you're going to be a bitter old person. I don't want to be bitter. And bitterness is one of the roots to arthritis, rheumatism and arthritis. The wise understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:15 says, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And they speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and sing and make melody in their heart to the Lord. The wise show wisdom and understanding in their behavior. James 3:13, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior. The foolish have eyes, but on the end of the world. I'm sorry, it says the eyes of the fool are on the ends of the world. And that means everything he sees, he wants. Jeremiah 5:2-21 says, hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have ears, eyes that see not, and have ears that hear not. The foolish are killed by their waywardness. Proverbs 1:32, for the waywardness of the naive shall kill them, and the complacency of fools shall destroy them. In that first whole chapter, it says, turn to my reproof, and I'll pour my spirit out upon you. And it talks about a people that wouldn't listen. Go to Proverbs 1:23, and we're almost through. In verse 23, it says, turn to my reproof, God says. Let me correct you. Learn from what I'm trying to teach you. Behold, I'll pour out my spirit on you. I'll make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my counsel, and you did not want my reproof. I'll laugh at your calamity, and I'll mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Be too late. Because they hated knowledge, and they did not choose the fear of the Lord, which the fear of the Lord is to turn you away from evil. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So then they shall eat the fruit of their own way, and be satiated by their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive shall kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But the one who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil. Now that's a good end times verse. Those who listen to me will dwell securely and be at ease from the dread of evil. But if we don't listen, it says the complacency of fools shall destroy them. That word complacency means a false peace. You see, if you're a believer thinking that you can live in the way you want to and get to heaven, you have the complacency of a fool, a false peace. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's anybody here that has a false peace, that you will not let them rest until they come to know you and until they submit their lives 100% to you. You know, if you've accepted Jesus and you've never been willing to deny your flesh, you're not saved, because Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And that's a lifestyle. The foolish choose to walk the wrong path. Proverbs 9:4, who's naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, the harlot says, turn in here. Wisdom says, you go this way. The harlot says, turn in here. And you know, if you've prayed a prayer to receive Jesus and you've been into sin, sexual sin, any kind of sin that you've lived after, you've committed spiritual adultery against your bridegroom. The foolish run after spiritual or physical adultery. Proverbs 7:7 talks about, I saw among the naive discretion, a man lacking sense, he was chasing after a prostitute, a whore, chasing after a sexual sin. And so when we're foolish and we're believers, we've committed spiritual adultery against our bridegroom Jesus. And so there's wise virgins and there's foolish virgins. The wise go to heaven, the foolish go to hell. And so stand up, and I pray that you'll let God search your heart. Ask yourself, have you been a foolish virgin, or have you been a wise virgin? Do you have a false peace? And you know, I'm not trying, sometimes a word like this just scares people because they're legalistic. Legalism is when you're trying to do it yourself. You're trying to keep the law. Anytime you're trying to do something in the flesh, you come back under the law. But I like to say it this way. If you've ever seen a potter, and a potter working with clay, the potter does everything, doesn't he? He beats the bubbles out of the clay, he fashions the clay, he molds it, he shapes it, he adds water to it, he fashions it to what he created it to be, he fires it, it's just the right kind of temperature to put it under. The clay only does one thing, and that's to rest on the potter's wheel, and that's a picture of coming unto Jesus, taking his yoke upon your neck, saying, Lord, I come under your control. I'm a mess. This clay is full of junk. Would you please fix me? And it's a picture of being, if you're legalistic, you're trying to turn the potter's wheel, which causes you to fall from grace. And I'm not talking about if you continue that way, yeah, you would not have salvation. But every time you and I try to do something ourselves in the flesh, in that particular area, we fall from grace. Because God wants you to abide in Christ. Abiding in Christ brings peace to your life. It brings tranquility to your life. It brings rest to your life. God wants you to rest. You don't have to try to turn the potter's wheel because that's your rebellion when you do that. You're under the law. So get on the potter's wheel and let the potter do his work. And so that takes away. You know, when the Lord first showed me that, I would see people that think, oh dear God, my clay is so full of junk that God's going to throw me away and say, clay, chunk you. So God gave me that illustration to show people he's the potter. He does all the work, but you, your part is to yield to the potter, surrender. You know, when a police officer arrests you, what do? You do exactly what he tells you to do. And so hands up. And so that's what you have to do. You have to stay surrendered to Jesus Christ, King of Kings, as your Lord and Master. God loves you so much. He wants you to be free. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to live an abundant life. He wants you to live free of fear, free of anger. He wants you to live in total peace. And you know, if you lose your peace, it's a sure sign you got your eyes on something else. Because he's the Prince of Peace. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the only way to have his peace is to make him the king of your life. Get on his potter's wheel and leave the driving to him. Amen? Lord, search my heart. Test my thoughts. Show me everything in my life that makes you sad. Show me all the foolishness. Have I been a fool? Or have I been a wise person? Lord, I don't want to be a foolish virgin. I want to be a wise virgin. And I ask for the truth, Lord, that sets me free. Just repent of whatever the Lord shows you, and I want you to picture your life as clay, a piece of clay full of junk. And we're all full of junk, myself included. And get on the potter's wheel and let the potter take the junk out of your life through obedience to what he tells you to do. In Jesus' name. If you're in sin, if you're in sexual sin, get out because you could die tonight and wake up in hell. Or in any kind of sin that you just love more than you love Jesus, that's idolatry. And no idolater will enter the kingdom of heaven. Just deal with your sin and sit down when you're through repenting. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for being foolish, living after my flesh, practicing lawlessness. Forgive me for believing the lie that I can live any way I want to and still go to heaven. Forgive me, Lord, for eating, drinking, and being merry and not entering into your secret place, into your ark. Lord, you said without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And so, Lord, I want to be a holy person, and I thank you that if I yield to you, the potter, y'all pray with me. I thank you that if you live, everybody pray. I thank you that if I yield to you as the potter, you'll make me into what you created me to be. Thank you that I can't miss you because you're the potter and I'm the clay. Thank you that it's your job to take the trash and the junk out of me. It's a work of your grace. But you expect me to surrender to you. And Lord, I surrender to you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for not being dressed in readiness and keeping my lamp alight. Thank you, Lord, that I have not let my light shine before men so that others may see your good works. Pray with me and glorify my Father who's in heaven. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for being a foolish virgin, not having oil because of disobedience and rebellion. Forgive me for rebellion. Forgive me for wickedness. I forgive my forefathers for being wicked. Forgive me for being wicked. Lord, forgive me for not walking in your word. aligning my life with your word. God, would you forgive me for wickedness that would cause the lamp above me to go out and me to be thrust into darkness. God, forgive me for being haughty, having haughty eyes and a proud heart, and having a lamp that is full of sin. Forgive me, Lord, for being evil, which would cause my lamp to be put out. Forgive me that my light has not rejoiced. God, forgive me for my sin, which would keep you from lighting my lamp and illuminating my darkness. Forgive me for not being a wise person whose lamp does not go out in darkness. Forgive me for not having clear eyes. Forgive me for having bad eyes. God, forgive me for my eyes, they're adulterated, full of idols, causing me to be full of darkness. God, forgive me for being naive, simple, foolish. God, forgive me for being easily seduced. Forgive me for living after what I think's best. Forgive me for being lawless and not living according to your word, which would cause me to have no oil for my lamp. Forgive me, Lord, for not dealing with anger and grief. Forgive me for being vexed. Forgive me for blabbing everything I know. Lord, forgive me for not acting with knowledge, not seeking knowledge, not seeking after the truth that sets me free. Lord, would you please forgive me for not being careful to heed your word and to walk in your way. Forgive me for believing everything I see and hear and not believing what your word says. Forgive me for not testing everything with your word. Forgive me for not knowing what your word says because I don't read it. God, forgive me. Forgive me for believing everything and not considering my steps. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for not being prudent so that I can have a crown of knowledge in the spirit realm. Father, I want the demons and the angels to see I have a crown of knowledge on my head and I'm not have the crown of a drunkard. It says the drunkards of Ephraim, what is that scripture in Isaiah 18? It talks about woe to the proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim. See, a person that's a fool is a spiritual drunkard. And he's got a crown, but it's a proud crown, not a humble crown. Lord, forgive me for pride. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for not washing my mouth. God, forgive me for not acquiring knowledge. Lord, forgive me for those that are married. Lord, forgive me for not appreciating a proven wife. Forgive me for not being careful to stay walking uprightly before you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for not knowing what your word says, not giving heed to your word. Forgive me for wasting time and not preparing my heart for eternity. Forgive me for living for the nasty now and now instead of living for eternity. Lord, I ask you to give me an eternal perspective that I see everything from your perspective and not from my perspective. I give you permission, Lord, to change my mind every place I'm not in agreement with you. Forgive me for not heeding your word. Forgive me for not being a soul winner. Forgive me for not caring about lost souls. Forgive me for not living in such a way that I'm ready to face you in eternity. Forgive me for wasting time in front of the TV. God, I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me for not heeding the instruction. Forgive me for neglecting instruction. Lord, forgive me that you've been trying to talk to me and I won't listen. And I ask you to have mercy on me, Lord, and give me the grace to obey. Forgive me for not becoming wiser through instruction. Forgive me for not making my father and mother glad. Forgive me for not listening to wise counsel. Be praying with me. Lord, forgive me that my tongue has not brought healing. I've had a tongue like a rat, like a thrust of a sword. Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus for not turning people aside from sin. Forgive me for tickling people's ears. Lord, forgive me for not walking with wise men. And Lord, I ask you to give Lucas and Noah and all these children Christian friends, real Christian friends that are not into demonic games, demonic movies, demonic cartoons. God, I ask you to give these young people the strength, Harmony, and all of the children in this room, the strength to endure to the end in a evil, perverse generation, Lord. I ask you to keep them pure, protect them, cause them to hate what you hate and love what you love. And we pray that for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for not being cautious, but to be arrogant and for being arrogant and careless. God, forgive us. Be praying with me, Lord. Forgive me for not being discerning. Forgive me for not being sober and alert. For the adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. God, forgive me for not winnowing the wicked. Forgive me, Lord, for not tearing down strongholds. Forgive me for not increasing in learning. Forgive me for not directing my heart to your righteousness. Lord, forgive me for not being wise so that I can get stronger and stronger and increase in power. And forgive me for anger and not turning away from anger. God, forgive me for losing my temper. Lord, forgive me for not letting a wisdom illumine my countenance and cause my face to beam. Forgive me for not being gracious. Forgive me for not speaking your word. Forgive me for speaking wasted words. Forgive me for not speaking words that encourage people to go on with the Lord. Forgive me for not building my house on the rock. Lord, forgive me for exchanging the truth of God for a lie and worshiping the creature rather than the Creator, which would cause you to give me over to a reprobate mind. Forgive me for not loving the truth. Forgive me for not understanding what the will of the Lord is. God, forgive me for not having wise behavior. God, forgive me for being killed by my waywardness, my sin, not listening. Forgive me for running after spiritual adultery and physical adultery and being a whoremonger. Forgive me for being a whoremonger. And Lord, forgive me for choosing the wrong path. Lord, I've been a fool, and I don't want to be a fool. So I ask you to deliver me. Lord, forgive me for trying to do it myself, being legalistic, being just religious. Lord, I yield to you. I get on your potter's wheel. That's my job. And the rest of it is your job. I yield my life to you. I come under the control of the potter. And Lord, I thank you that you're so smart, that you will finish what you started, that you will create me to be the vessel that you let me be born to be. What you had in mind when you created me, Lord, I pray, Lord, that when I stand before you, I won't have wasted my life, but you'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant, in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Now I come against the spirit of folly, the spirit of foolishness. I come against rebellion, pride, stubbornness, stiff neck, arrogance, boastfulness. Blow out. The word spirit means breath. Go. It's your way of resisting. Go, in Jesus' name. I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against Leviathan, Python, Jezebel, Neptune. I command you out. Poseidon, water spirits. Brood of vipers, I command you out in Jesus' name. I command every spirit of foolishness and folly out in Jesus' name. Anger, bitterness, hatred, in Jesus' name. Refusing to receive instruction, go in Jesus' name. I break the power of fear and torment, unforgiveness. I break the power of resentment and bitterness and anger and hostility and murder. I break the power of anxiety, tension, stress. I break the power of lust, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life. I break the power of pornography, sexual addiction, in Jesus' name. I break the power of masturbation. I break the power of whoremonger spirit. I break the power of a love of pleasure. You have to go. Spirit of the world, you come out. I tear down those strongholds. In Jesus' name, I tear down strongholds of sorcery. I tear down strongholds of witchcraft. Antichrist, I tear down strongholds of the food, strongholds of folly, strongholds of disobedience. I tear down the strongholds of selfishness, living for self, living for the flesh. I tear down strongholds in every person's life. In Jesus' name, I cast down every imagination, every high, lofty thing that exalts itself against the Word of God, and I take captive, in Jesus' name, every thought to the obedience of Christ. I command every demonic power to go, in Jesus' name, that came in to the sins they confessed. And Lord, I pray with me. Lord, I forgive my forefathers for being fools. And everything, I forgive them for everything I've confessed. And Lord, I ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through my bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in my life through the sins I've confessed. In Jesus' name, I break soul ties with all of our forefathers that were fools, that were foolish virgins. That, Lord, with all of our forefathers whose lamps went out. God, in Jesus' name, who were blind, in Jesus' name, I call back my soul and spirit from them. I send back their souls and spirits to them. I exchange their image for the image of Christ. Now every demonic power has to go now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps alight. Don't let them go out, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. When you feel released, lift your hands and sing with me. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. His power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of a lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of a lamb. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. In Jesus' name. Don't forget the prayer meeting in the morning at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:15. You be in here dealing with your sin, forgiving everyone you need to forgive, and the prayer team will be getting our hearts right so we can be in unity and so there'll be greater power and deliverance. In Jesus' name. And we'll start right at about 6 o'clock. Be here. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. Love you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.